Blog Talk Radio.
Delusions of grandeur.
From the Shelly Nunchuck Show, my little furball co-host Jackie Chan Kitty and a little Rocky Balboa, and I'm actually doing a fundraiser tonight on Wario Wednesdays, and I'm going to get right into it. And on this, the Sarah Joy Foundation, this is the first one I always start off with, and this foundation, it can actually be found on Facebook, and just remember that any donation will be greatly appreciated. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah in Alaska did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this with being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness and that, but Sarah was never an option. To raise the money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer doesn't mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, and the flowers of the spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers for all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Once again, if you can go to the Sarah Joy Foundation on Facebook, check it out. Any donation will be greatly appreciated. And from what I know, I've never personally have met Sarah, but Sarah was loved by many. She was actually pregnant with her second son. She did not want to receive treatment for fear of hating of the treatment of like chemo and such hurting her unborn son. Thus, after having a child afterwards, Sarah lost her battle with cancer. But out of, you know, like cloudy days, there was a silver lining, and thus Sarah Joy Foundation was actually created. So if you can check that out, Sarah Joy Foundation on Facebook, anything donated would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Now tonight on tonight's show, I'm actually doing a fundraiser for a fellow artist, comedian, actor, crazy guy, Donnie Soares. This man here, I've been watching on Facebook for quite a few years. And I've actually known him because I actually hung around with Donnie back in Boston when I was stilling many years ago. And he's the man who actually got me into open mic night. The funny thing is that Donnie posted a picture, and what people don't realize because they don't see it. I met Donnie through a dinner they had called the Clatter Bing. He was actually a priest, a monk, and underneath his robe, he was wearing a big cross and stuff, and he had short shorts. And I can't even tell you the fitness and stuff because you don't expect him to be flashing people during the show. But what dinner theater is, it's actually live theater where audience will come. I don't know if all of them, but the ones that I participated in, like the Clatter Bing with Donnie and me, you would go there, it would like as if you're going to a real wedding. And you have dinner included, and it's at different venues. The funny thing is, there's in this wedding, and this one, in the Clatterbing, one side was the Italian side. That's the side I was in. I played a big-haired, crazy bridesmaid. And I actually modeled my bridesmaid with the big hair after the nanny and ran around going, wah, like Lucille Ball. And that's where I got my inspirations from. And I would have these big, huge heels on. And I sound like a horse when I walk in heels. And it's just something I had so much fun in dancing around. And Donnie, it was just something that you just, it's just an experience of a lifetime when you do dinner theater. And they say, you know, dinner theater isn't something to think you're, oh, going to become famous and stuff. It was nothing but pure enjoyment. And it's not something that you actually, you know, you get paid for, but it's more of the performance where it's a live audience members and you're enjoying and doing it. And it's that when you're actually doing it, it's something where when audience members come, you don't know what people and the audience members, what their day is like. And you do the best you can with the crazy characters you create for the show. And it was like this big whole crazy cluster, beep, F-U-C-K, you know, the crazy beep. I never know if I can really swear too much on this. I don't know how much I would get in trouble. So, you know, a huge cluster. Of a show, and it's a little bit scripted, it's a little bit, but it's mostly improv. And you have to kind of be on your toes because sometimes people actually, you know, they're drinking during the show. So this is something where I actually had, like it says, actually had met Donnie at the dinner theater, and he's been battling cancer. And the thing that really, really got to me, and I was like crying when he actually wrote on his wall, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but he says, this thing is going to kill me. And I was just like, yeah. I, you know, being states away and haven't seen Donnie in a few years, and just people, you know, you can keep in touch with Facebook. I'm sitting here going, this is just, you know, it's so much what he's going through, and I'm seeing, you know, the scars from what they're taking from his body and trying to cut it out and such. Now, I mean, I've had to deal with sickness and such myself. I even, yesterday, myself, I had to go to the hospital, and I kind of do have asthma, and I have to get inhalers now. So I'm sitting there thinking, you know, not going through something, what Donnie's going through, it's like what he's going through is so much, 10 times as worth, and I'm sitting here going, you just don't know. When people are battling, and it's like, you know, everyone knows how much I like ninjas and such, but I'm sitting here thinking, not knowing of being in someone's footsteps and how they feel when they're sitting in a hospital and they're dealing with cancer, whether they're getting an operation or chemo, if they're hooked up to machines, if they're, whatever they're receiving when they're going through cancer, that these people that are battling cancer are warriors. And I don't mean in the sense they're going to go around throwing ninja stars, which I really wish we could do like that. That movie way back when Donald Pleasance was in it, it was a very old film, and they shrunk down in a spaceship, and they went in to fix something, and this guy, you know I'm rambling on. I go from one thing to the next, but it's like I didn't have any planned guests tonight because I am doing a fundraiser. But why can't we do something like that with science today to kill these white cancer cells? Why can't we shrink ourselves down to a little spaceship like that? That film, I can't even remember what it was called, and they shrunk themselves down in a spaceship to fix something in someone's body. Now, you know, I don't know what people actually go through. People go through a lot of pain, and these people that are battling cancer are warriors, are ninjas. They're fighters because it's a battle they have to go single day. And then sometimes I hear that, you know, people get better, and then what is it called, relapse or something, or and it's kind of like it's – how can you say that that's fair? And a lot of people are good people that are going through cancer. And I just don't understand it. I can't believe with today's technology. I mean, you can't say, I mean, come on. All the science stuff that we have out there, you can't say that there's no cure for cancer. It just baffles my mind. Absolutely baffles my mind that there's no more, like, things to cure cancer. I mean, you hear that some cancers are actually starting to get cured. But the thing that I'm thinking of, with all technologies that are really happening, how on earth is there cancer today? Cancer shouldn't even have to exist. It gets me mad because there's nothing that I can do. There's nothing like a lot of it can do. When you see people, they're in hospital beds and they're wasting away. So what the heck? How the heck could something so small, cancer cells that are so small in someone's body, it doesn't make sense to me. All the families that, you know, their loved ones that are dealing with cancer or terminal cancer stuff, how is it possible in this day and age there is no cure for cancer? And then sometimes, like for medicines and stuff, the bills stack up. Why is it that, like, treatments and stuff are not free? I don't understand this. Why are there medical costs even, you know, it's like, why? I mean, I sound kind of crazy because someone's going to pay, I guess, for the medical things. But if you really think about it, there's people out there that are so rich that they could really help pay for a lot of people in their treatments. But a lot of people, they can't afford things. So, you know, these are two fundraisers. Donnie's having a hard time. He really, really is having a hard time. And just for me to hold myself together, not to cry and see these pictures, and I'm like, I don't know what to see sometime, and I try to click, you know, it's really kind of a strange concept when you're seeing someone go through a hard time, a picture, like Donnie had, a, you know, scars on his neck and bandages and stuff, and when you posted a picture of that, and he had this oxygen mask or something on, it's like you're clicking like, but you're not like liking it because what the person's going through, and it's like, I just cannot understand. I'm not a doctor or anything. I just cannot understand that this day and age that we cannot cure more cancers. It just baffles my mind. Maybe because the pharmaceutical companies might go out of business or something. It's so sad that people have to worry about so much money and the greed that people's lives don't seem to matter as long as people are making money. That's why I say these pharmaceutical companies, this makes me so mad. It's like things should be donated where Donnie doesn't wouldn't even have to pay for things or any family members. All the children out there that have cancers and stuff, why should the families have to pay for things? Yeah, I know. That's not how the world works, or at least here in America. The first fundraiser that I'm actually bringing up, there's two of them, is the Donnie's Medical Fundraiser, and 6,600 out of 7,500. You can go on GoFundMe.com. Look up Donnie Soares, S-O-A-R-E-S. It's Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y, S-O-A-R-E-S. This one here is update 16. It says 1 month ago. As most of you know, I was an inpatient for Back to the Future Day. Well, and it was found I had a type of hives causing my uvula to increase in size by 3 times. While taking the CT scan, it was found that I had more FOCI cells in my neck, cancer cells that I had after my last radiation session. I had taken an ambulance to the Brigham, which is the expensive ride. I really need some funds to pay off the ride. Any donation will be hugely appreciated. Thank you for everything you have done for me. You guys rule hooking me up. So this is the first one. It's actually Donnie. It was actually created by Donnie Soares himself, and this is Donnie's Medical Fund. So that's the first one on GoFundMe.com. Now, there is a second one. Click here to support Suck It Cancer, Donnie is Oz by Angie. I can see this pulling it up now. This is another one also on GoFundMe.com. It says, we are halfway to our new goal. Every dollar donated is another middle finger to cancer. And this is also GoFundMe. So I think it's like, it says 1,332 of 1,300. And this one says, Boston comedian actor Donnie Soares has been battling thyroid and lymph node cancer. It was recently discovered that he also had a small renal carcinoma. Donnie, through his amazing strength, has been through ongoing treatment, but everyday presents a new challenge in his recovery. It is a day-to-day battle that no one should have to face. We've successfully raised enough to pay for Donnie's SAG AFTRA memberships dues, which was the original motivation behind our GoFundMe campaign. With that out of the way, we'll continue to raise money to cover Donnie's rising medical costs. The Boston comedy community, along with comedians across the country, are rallying behind Donnie to raise the funds needed to keep him healthy, happy, and not bankrupt after the cancer diagnosis. Any amount you can contribute provides a small bit of peace and happiness to Donnie is so very much appreciated. Now, just remember that Donnie is a comedian, but, you know, he makes so many people laugh, and now it's our turn to help with Donnie. So if you can check out both of those, it'll be greatly appreciated on there. And if I'm trying to see anybody wants to call in, I might take some calls. I'm going to post this on 347-989-1473. And I'm having a little bit issues with the songs here, but I'm going to actually play Sacrifice back for y'all, and I'll be right back.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, yes, the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could have kicked the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth on the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the beat of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth,
one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop. It's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, and I'm back. And I've got a cough. I'm San Diego, my dear God. Yeah, I know I've gotten like, all these asthma symptoms and stuff. Yuck, yeah. Not fun, but what can I say? Things happen in life. I'm just a little tired. A little tired here. But A-okay. I'm doing a fundraiser for Donnie Soares, artist, comedian, back home in Boston. Just thinking, trying to bring up the fundraisers again to read both of them off. Bringing them up, going down here. And if anybody wants to call in to give props to Don, it's 347-989-1473. Once again, anybody that does want to call in is 347-989-1473 if you want to wish Donnie Soares well. Bringing up the fundraisers once again. This is the first one. They're both under Donnie Soares on GoFundMe.com. And the one that Donnie has himself, he's still a little much to go. It's a 6,600 of 7,500. And there's actually a picture on Adonis Medical Fund. I wear teal, blue, and pink for all warriors. Support thyroid cancer awareness. So what I'm doing is bringing it up again. 1 month ago, as most of you know, I was an inpatient for Back to the Future Day. Well, and it was found I had a type of hives causing my uvula to increase in size by 3 times. While taking the CT scan, it was found that I had more FOCI cells in my neck, cancer cells that I had after my last radiation session. I had to take an ambulance to bring them, which is an expensive ride. I really need some funds to pay up the ride, and donations would be hugely appreciated. Thank you for everything you've done for me, you guys, through hooking me up. And it actually says on the top, Santa Claus, I actually donated. And just reading down on here, it says, round two of surgeries and radiation has begun. As much as I'd hate to ask, it's time for me to ask you all if you could help me out financially. As most of you know, I was diagnosed with papillary thyroid cancer and lymphoma in April 2014 after a round of surgery and radiation in 2015. It's time to do it again. I'm home recovering from surgery number one, feeling better every day. I may even keep the mutton chops. You got to see the picture for Donnie to understand what I'm talking about. Going to Dana Farber and bring him a woman is more expensive, but for me to kick cancer's asses is where I need to be. Every penny will be going to paying bills to cover my medical expenses. Stay tuned as we'll update this page before information comes in. Thank you all for your prayers, good vibes, and love. And this is actually his page. That's on GoFundMe.com. And now to bring up the other one again, give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually going to bring this up. This one is GoFundMe.com. It was actually started, let's see, I thought the girl's name was actually on here. This is Angie Frisore, F-R-I-S-S-O-R-E. And this is the second one. Donnie's name is spelled D-O-N-N-Y-S-O-A-R-E-S. And this one's also on GoFundMe.com. Once again, it's called Suck It Cancer, Donnie is Ours. It goes underneath, we are halfway to our new goal. Every dollar donated is another little finger to cancer. Boston comedian and actor Donnie Sohr has been battling thyroid and lymph node cancer, and it was recently discovered that he also had a small renal carcinoma. Donnie, through his amazing strength, has been through ongoing treatment, but every day presents a new challenge in his recovery. It's a day-to-day battle that no one should have to face. We've successfully raised enough money to pay for Donnie's SAG after a membership dues, which was the original motivation behind our GoFundMe campaign. With that out of the way, we'll continue to raise money to cover Donnie's rising medical costs. The Boston comedy community, along with comedians across the country, are rallying behind Donnie to raise the funds needed to keep him healthy, happy, and not bankrupt after this cancer diagnosis. Any amount you can contribute will provide this small bit of peace and happiness for Donnie is so very much appreciated. So if you want to check that out, it's also on GoFundMe.com. This one is called Suck It Cancer. Donnie is Ours. Suck it, suck it, suck it, cancer. Suck it big time. I agree with it. Suck it, cancer. And I wouldn't want to say bite me because I don't want cancer to attack me. So cancer, suck it. I definitely say that. So I'm going to play right now Todd Arak featuring Laura Lee, Unbreakable, and I'll be right back.
I'm unbreakable. Can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars. The sunroof's open. Let it shine on me. Let it rain on down. I'm on my way. You hear the sound.
Can't stop my vibe.
Time.
me. I've been waiting for so long for success just to hold me. You're beautiful, mama. You're everything I need. Family with me. Still waters run deep. Now I'm gonna know when this evil around me. But now that you got me, nothing can stop me. See no big shot with a powerful army. I'm calling it love, and the rest get the dub. I'ma stay wise with the goddess above. I look to the skies with love in my eyes. I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable.
Kristen on the track.
Thank you.
Okay, once again, I'm here doing a fundraiser on behalf of Donnie Soares back home in Boston, artist, actor, comedian, battling cancer. Once again, trying to, I have to bring it up again. I'm sorry, a little slow, a little tired myself. let's see, the fundraisers. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Donnie's, both of them are on GoFundMe.com. Donnie's medical funds, I'm just reading the stuff over and over again in case people are tuning in. Of course, people can listen to it once again, but going there, there's two fundraisers. And if you look on it, once again, I am reading exactly from the fundraisers what I've been reading. Donnie Soares is going through terminal, going through cancer. I'm trying to pronounce it the best I can here. I'm so overtired. I think it's thyroid cancer. Just pulling it up once again. As most of you know, I was an inpatient from Back to the Future Day. Well, in it was found I had a type of hive causing my uvula to increase in size by 3 times. While taking the CT scan, it was found that I had more FOCI cells in my neck, cancer cells, than I had after my last radiation session. I had to take an ambulance to the Brigham, which is an expensive ride. I really need some funds to pay off the ride. Any donations would be hugely appreciated. Thank you for everything you have done for me. You guys are hooking me up. So that is one of the GoFundMe.com. The second one, bring it up. Someone else actually made this for Donnie. So it's also on GoFundMe.com. Suck it, cancer. Donnie's ours. This one here. Boston comedian and actor Donnie Soares has been battling thyroid and lymph node cancer. And it was recently discovered that he also had a small renal carcinoma. Through his amazing strength, has been through ongoing treatment, but every day presents a new challenge in his recovery. It is a day-to-day battle that no one should ever have to face. We've successfully raised enough money to pay for Donnie's SAG-AFTRA membership dues, which was the original motivation behind our GoFundMe campaign. With that out of the way, we'll continue to raise money to cover Donnie's rising medical costs. The Boston comedy community, along with comedians from across the country, are rallying behind Donnie to raise the funds needed to keep him healthy, happy, and not bankrupt after the cancer diagnosis. Any amounts you can contribute to provide this small bit of peace and happiness for Donnie is so very much appreciated. So please do check that out. Any donations will be greatly, greatly appreciated. Okay, here I was saying I had some issues. Blog Talk Radio sometimes actually kind of take down songs and stuff like that, and I have to reboot them again. But I have a couple on. Going to play Angelo Garcia's Delusions of Grandeur, and I'll be right back.
Delusions of Grandeur.
Of God. time for me to let you go.
You thought that I was weak, but I am strong. You thought that I would crumble, you were wrong. You filled my mind with mockery and banter. Delusions of grandeur. You gathered after game, tried to surmise. You thought you had me psycho and alive. You thought my mind was blinded by your rapture. Delusions of grandeur.
Okay, and I'm back here, and I'm trying to once again, trying to download the song by Superman, because I did purchase it. It doesn't make any sense why I cannot upload it, because I thought I had saved it. I thought I had downloaded it on my computer somewhere. Okay, that's not what I wanted to do. I wonder if there's a way you can actually download it. Once in a while, yeah. Blog Talk Radio does the crazy stuff. The crazy, crazy stuff. So, what I'm trying to do live on the air is actually trying to upload something. Let's see if it'll let me do this. I'm trying to do it live on the air. I don't think it's going to allow me, but maybe not. I thought it was something I was going to be able to download, but I guess I'm just going to have to try to do it again, once again. So I've got a few minutes left here for tonight's show, where I'll be getting some more guests for future shows. But no, I did actually get the Superman song, and it won't let me, let's see, it will not let me download this. Okay, all right. Download it. Okay. Let's try to do this. Add Google Play Music. Okay. Let's see if I can actually do this. I guess you can do this on setting up Google Play Music. Going to do this live while I'm on the air, because I thought I had it saved, the Superman song I'm always playing, why, to open up the show. Google Play Music has been added to my spacebar. And little boo-boo, hi, I know, it's almost time for bed, I know. Tonight's a short show, don't you worry, I had two cats. One's named after Jackie Chan, and little Rocky Balboa, he's Cray, and a little white paws, and you be a good boy? Hi. Hi, boo-boo, who's my little boo-boo kitty. He's such a small little cat that I'm over here, and yes, I went up a mouse and came down. It could have turned into a horror movie. I mean, think about it. A white girl in a mountain in Maine, could it end up being like a Stephen King film? Really, seriously, it kind of ended up in a crazy horror film called based on a true story, getting mutilated. Well, you know, saying, oh, it says free kittens. Never do that again. But I'm here, and he's just so adorable. Love him. Love little Rocky Balboa. I'm scratching him. Love cuddling him with every single night. Here's my little boo-boo. How you doing, boo-boo? Boo-boo kitty? You're so good boy. I love you, boo-boo. He's such a stinker. I actually have a video of him actually swinging from the curtains. Yes, you, boo-boo. Yes, 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 yes. So if anybody can definitely go to actually, you know, donate, even to the Sarah Joy Foundation, which I'm also going to read that once again, any donations would be greatly appreciated. And he's looking at me like, I thought you said you were going to bed. I'm like, let me read one more thing, Rocky Balboa. Yes, I love you, Kitty. I love you lots, Kitty. And this other one, too. The Sarah Joy Foundation, once again, can also be found on Facebook. Any donations will be greatly appreciated. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in last year, did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. To raise the money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah we had before she passed. Amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers of spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So if you can, definitely check that one out. Any donations will be definitely greatly appreciated. And I also have this actually up on my Facebook page for tonight, so you can check it out again. Let's see. I really thought Man's Song saved somewhere on, I guess it was not saved anywhere. My play activity, this is on Google, I'll have to figure it out somehow. Well, anyway, everyone, thank you so much, you know, for the love and support. And everybody out there, you know, that does have a dream, just remember you are as good as anybody else. And tonight, I will be getting people for the show, and I do thank everybody, you know, thank you so much, everybody out there. Have a good night, sleep tight, and I look forward to Ninja Sundays and more Warrior Wednesdays, and everyone, have a good night.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Cracks fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm fitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back
back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.